I'm Shan Rose. This is Straight From Rose, your front row seat to government, community, and all the in-between tea. Served, informed, not messy. So when it hits your timeline, you say it loud with your chest. You heard it straight from Rose. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Straight From Rose podcast. Thank you to all my subscribers, listeners, and even more, the audience who sends us wonderful questions. As you know, I am diligent about educating you all about the things happening in and around the district. So today I have a special guest with me. I have three main streets in the city of Orlando, District 5. So today I have Mike with City District. Thank you for being here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about City District Main Street and the role it plays in our community.
Yeah, so City District Main Street, we are a nationally accredited nonprofit organization and a commercial district located in the heart of downtown Orlando. We operate as part of the city-backed Orlando Main Streets program and under the national umbrella of Main Street America. As one of 12 Orlando Main Streets, City District works with businesses and residents in the historic Central Business and North Quarter districts to promote local economic vitality for small businesses, restaurants, and nightlife operators, while also providing all-inclusive programming, community programming to increase foot traffic to those businesses right here in the urban core.
Okay, Mike, now that sounds a little scripted.
Well, it is.
Tell us what you're really doing your day-to-day. Tell the listeners.
I'm not good on the fly like that, but that is what we do as a nationally accredited organization under Main Street America. That is our goal, promote foot traffic in the downtown core.
So I have had the luxury for the last 2 years of really engaging with our main streets and figuring out how I can play a role in the businesses in our downtown corridor. We've got a lot of great programs. And one of the things that, and I'm just going to say from my perspective, that I have done is I've empowered Mike and the City District to kind of figure out how do you increase our foot traffic from our high rises. And so for any listeners listening, if you live in downtown Orlando, if you live in any downtown, I want to encourage you to visit downstairs and get to learn the businesses that actually are in your community. And so tell me about an experience of a time you've engaged in an apartment complex and what did that look like? And just talk through it.
Yeah, so that is one area in downtown that we lack is green space. So for activation, that is a struggle of ours. Okay. We like to work with rooftop green spaces. So Society Orlando, for example, is a great rooftop space. It is like a community all by itself because their residents engage together a lot on their pool rooftop deck within their gyms. And so we're able to host different health and wellness events, networking events, quarterly activities there. Great to work with, and they're a great business member for us downtown.
Okay. When you think about the district, what do you believe is its greatest strength?
Well, one of our greatest strengths is that our board, our working board, they are all folks who live, work, and play right here in the urban core. And so their heart is really into the work that City District is doing. They believe strongly in our mission and our vision. And so I would say that's our greatest strength as a working board, very passionate about what we're doing downtown.
Okay. So ultimately, a Main Street's goal is kind of supporting the local businesses, entrepreneurs, and property owners. Mm-hmm. Can you name some ways the organization works to attract people to the district and encourage them to do our favorite, shop, dine, and spend time?
Yeah, so we do a lot of shop local promotions. We do a lot of our own under City District in collaboration with the city, but also, again, with 12 Main Streets, we all work collaboratively to sort of spread the good news of the great local businesses that we have downtown and around Orlando. So we have different things. We have different food promotions like Sip and Savor that just ended, where we highlight locally you know, homegrown businesses, very organic, that's set a little bit apart from some of the more commercial promotions that we see in Orlando. Other than that, we have great monthly programming, business of the month programs that highlight some of our wonderful businesses downtown. We try to meet and be visible when we meet for our committee, our program, four committees, and we just try to be visible and, you know, get to these local businesses and support them as much as possible.
Okay. Can you share a success story or a moment that demonstrates the impact City District has had on local businesses or even just a broader community?
Yeah. So in 2025, I've been in City District for 2 years. And as we know, Orlando is changing and shifting. We've been trying for years to increase our footprint. And in 2025, our commissioner and the city approved a border extension into the North Quarter. And so we were able to engage with about 100 more businesses. That also means that we got to engage with about 500 more residents downtown. And so it's a big success story for City District, because what was formerly known as Church Street District in a thriving Church Street business corridor, we sort of lost over the last few years. And so being able to move north and have a more walkable Main Street, that's been very rewarding and I think beneficial for our local businesses and our residents.
Okay, so that's the power of private-public partnerships. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, I understand and I get the role Main Streets play, right? Activating spaces, bringing people, whether they're locals or they come from afar, is one of the key components to Main Street. And it's important to support. So when you see, you know, the people don't visualize that downtown is just one corridor and one big area. And so when you first came to me and said, you know, I want to expand, I'm like, sure, go for the goal, right? For me, it's always head for the stars. When we think about when you're envisioning and, you know, you're thinking about what's next, it's the opportunities that come with the vision. Sometimes you may not see it. And I would say there's a challenge that I'm going to give you here live. So I want to look at, and I've had a couple of calls about it. We used to have something in downtown called Light Up Orlando. Mm. And so I've heard it was a really cool festival that they had downtown. And so it's just a way for me, I think we're in a turning pivotal point right now in downtown where getting the millennials and baby boomers back into downtown to experience and enjoy, I think Light Orlando. So something to put in the hat and to look into. I can help you with that process, because I have had a few people reach out and was like, you should bring that back. And I'm like, okay, whatever it takes. I think for me, it's I want to work to overcome the negative persona. And so it's going to be a piece that I'm going to ask you. Give me some ideas or let folks know who are listening your thoughts of downtown and how we can collectively work to change the messaging.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of projects and initiatives currently happening downtown that will affect some positive change in the near future. I think it takes time, right? And so we're working with the city and we're working with our residents and business owners to make those things happen. We have a lot of good things in the pipeline. I do appreciate what you said about sort of bridging the gap between generations. I think there's a nostalgic feel of downtown Orlando that people really miss. And then there's a new generation of folks who live here that don't know what that even is. They have their own version of it right now. But there's some really great programming coming. You know, we see a lot of initiatives that the city's making. I think some key projects that are driving some positive change that I'm really excited about is the Church Street Festival street pedestrian revamp. Mm-hmm. You know, ground is broken. Construction has begun. You know, we also have the Canopy project, which is a cool urban underbridge park. And if you've ever been to cities like Birmingham, Alabama or Austin, Texas, you can see some of that in action. So those are meeting places. So not only are there some events coming up that can bridge that gap, but there's meeting places as well right here in the urban core.
Can't forget Pine and Orange.
Pine and Orange, yeah, the new Pocket Park, yeah.
So it's interesting. I think for me, the joy of spending the last 13 years watching the evolution of downtown, to see the vision like really come into life, I think now is the best time from my lens to understand challenges and figure out how to make them work in this planning process. So from your lens, what are some of the big challenges facing businesses in the district?
Yeah, that's kind of a heavy question. I thought about that a lot before I came in today. I would say some of the challenges, there's any time that there's construction change or government change, businesses get really nervous, residents get nervous. I think that here in the Central Business District, there's a negative stigma about being downtown. That's another challenge that we face. Again, we do lack green space, so community space for more family-friendly programming is a challenge for us. But what I do see to combat that is our business owners, they come in equally as strong on the other end, and they really want to work with us to see Orlando, downtown Orlando, as great as it has been, and look forward to a more, powerful, stronger future.
So I have to, put a pin in the naysayers. So COVID has shifted mindset. And so that's kind of what Main Street's goals are. How do we reshift? Mm-hmm. So COVID shifted folks to stay indoors, order at home, no matter what. And so while a lot of folks think it's the government's responsibility and job, it's how do you reprogram? And so that's what Main Streets ideally will do in our cores, is to reshift the mind, refocus, let folks know. I think the biggest thing, that there's activities, there's places to go. When I think about downtown, the average person doesn't realize the cuisine options that are downtown. I think that everything you can think of is in our downtown corridor for food options, whether you're trying to fine dine and get dressed up. And, there's a couple of fine dining, so I don't want to say one over the other. Ultimately, part of the Thornton Park area might not be in District 5, but, I mean, galore of options. So I want to get folks into that mindset that COVID made us believe that, we should be home and we should order in and, have a Netflix and chill night. No, I think we've got to be able to become more social. How do we come downstairs? I think when we think about magical dining starting soon, how do you engage? There's so many programs that can help you. One, that's cost effective, but usually they go to good causes. So when you think about magical dining, going to, a children's organization with disabilities. And when you think about some of the shop and dine, I want to encourage anyone listening, no matter where you are in this state, this country, the world, this city, I want you to look for your local Main Streets and really tap into the businesses that are around you. And let's start supporting. You'd be surprised the people who look like you who own these restaurants. And I think one of the unique things about downtown is they're unique mom and pop shops that we have. We don't have big chains. And while folks talk about that, that's what makes downtown so unique. The person who decided, I want to bring Mediterranean here. This is where, this is my background. This is my family. We have those options here. So talk a little bit more about what you see as the uniqueness that we have downtown.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up. I think that a lot of people don't understand that we are a prime Main Street location. We are one of only four urban programs in the country. And because we have that main vein corridor of Orange Avenue, Magnolia, Rosalind, right here in City District specifically, there's so many places that you can walk to. The goal of Main Street under the national umbrella is to have first floor businesses and residents upstairs. And so we want them to come downstairs, engage, shop, dine local, support those local promotions like Sip and Savor, Magical Dining, Bite 30, holiday events that are taking place. It is nice that you can branch out and go to other places in Orlando, but to be able to be part of the growth in your own district, in your own neighborhood, because at the end of the day, city district is a community by itself. So as you said, great dining options. There's places to go before, during, and after an event. So aside from food, we also have great venues downtown. We have world-class productions over at Dr. Phillips Center. Now that we've expanded up to the North Quarter, we have Vanguard as a member, SAC Comedy Club. So they're big, or they're small and more intimate, but there's plenty to do. And so along with that, there's great opportunity there for community programming, family-friendly programming, and dining as well. But you have to be part of that growth. So you can't just sit upstairs and I don't want to say complain, but for lack of a better word, complain. You have to be part of the progress, not the problem.
So I also want to add the Beecham because they have a lot of great music shows throughout the week, not just, you know, nightclub on the weekends, but you can catch a family-friendly music show. They are one of the Live Nation organizations, and they do get some artists. I'll never forget. It was funny for me. So I couldn't go see her, but right before Sexy Red blew up, during my election in 2024, she was at the Beecham, and I was like, I'm stuck in this rock in this hard place. Like, do you catch the candidate? And I was like, I guess I'll catch her on the flip side. So I, you know, kudos to the Beecham as well for the shows. But I want to encourage folks, because someone said something to me and it made sense. And someone said, when you live in a mixed use building, you get tired of the food below you. So I want to encourage those who have, you know, especially in our downtown Orlando corridor, you could walk a couple blocks and you could try different cuisines. Yeah. So I want folks to like get in that mindset that while you may get tired of going downstairs eating the exact same thing, you walk a couple blocks and there are options. Yeah, there's plenty of them.
You can walk, you can hop on a scooter, on a bike. There's available public transit, which not all districts have. We have our DTO
for $1.
Yeah, ride share. So plenty of opportunities to get out and explore your community and support your local businesses.
Definitely. What are some projects, initiatives, or changes you are most excited about right now? I know you mentioned a few with Church Street, but what is City District working on that, like, you're like, I can't wait till this happens? And I know there's one program that you guys do quarterly that you haven't mentioned to the audiences yet.
Are you talking about our health and wellness programming or our
cleanup?
We do have community cleanups. We have the largest community cleanups of all the main streets. And I think that's because we have a nice connection with our Orlando sports teams. So volunteers come out, they get a ticket to a game. Earth Day is our favorite cleanup because we get to partner with our other District 5 main streets, Paramore and Westlakes. So that's a great opportunity for folks to volunteer their time and, you know, help out. And they get a little something back as well. We also have a really strong, thriving Business of the Month program that I'm very proud of. Our Downtown Orlando Field Day is one of our biggest fundraising events of the year, but it's also a great way for local businesses and you know, business owners and their teams to come out, let off some steam. It's like an adult field day like you used to have in school, but for adults. And everything has sort of a Orlando-centric twist. So it feels homegrown. It feels, you know, down to earth, and people seem to connect to that one as well. We are also working right now. This is our really, really busy time because we're going into all of our holiday programming. So City District is working very closely with the Downtown Development Board and the city staff to keep Church Street up and running under construction while it's undergoing construction. And so we have some great programming September, October, November, and December. So we'll be working really closely with those business owners throughout the fall.
Okay. So it sounds like my listeners, if you're in the Central Florida region, maybe our students who might be listening, our parents, our National Honor Society, and some of our clubs, if you're looking for community service hours, there is an opportunity. Follow the City District page on social media platforms to learn more about how to get involved and get engaged. So there is this thought process, and I mentioned earlier, like, government cannot do it all. That is just berserk to think. What opportunities do you see for attracting new businesses while helping existing businesses to grow?
I think right now, if we double down and dovetail on the DTO action plan, we have a lot of good things in the pipeline that will attract businesses. We also have, world-renowned or, you know, very well-known businesses. Travel and Leisure came down, and they're in Paramore. And while that's not directly in our district, it did bring a lot of foot traffic, employees, families. So we're increasing the population downtown. It supports our main street. It supports our sister main streets. So there are great things happening. Some things are frustrating, right? The not so fun stuff, like the construction that we mentioned. But all of that is for the betterment and benefit of the downtown core.
I will say, for those who are listening, if you didn't know, part of our under I-4 parking is back open, right? So that was a thing. I think for anyone who's been coming to downtown for the last 20 years, parking under I-4 has been a thing. Until recently, to about 2015, it stopped because of the I-4 construction, but there are some spaces open. We also have a rideshare hub, and in the coming months, the entire area underneath most of the area will be coming back. There have been some reconfigurations. So I want to make that known. There have been some reconfigurations around the Robinson area that does not allow for parking, but the rest of the parking spaces will be backing up and running. Some are already that we started last year. Downtown is growing, and I think we are in the growing pain phase. I want everyone to continue to support, continue to come down. I think you want to get part of the fun now because, you know, get to explore. I think now is a time where we're in transition. So you could see what it looks like now. You know what it was before. And to be a part of that experience, I want to encourage businesses that are downtown, get with your main streets and really learn how you can get involved, how you can get engaged. And it might even be, there's opportunities when you think about Field Day to let the community know about who you are. There's opportunities to engage with not just the people, but the employees. Mm-hmm. I think that's a key piece. Reminding the employees, like, there are other things for you to do. You can let your hair down at 5 o'clock, whether you're going to the escape room, right? We have an escape room in downtown that people don't even know about. Yeah. So there's a lot of great things happening in and around downtown. I would say for you, what does the next 3 to 5 years look like for City District?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I will start off by saying I'm from the Boston area. So I moved down to Central Florida 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. And for those who are familiar with Boston, you know, it underwent the big dig. And for years when I was growing up, Boston was not a place you wanted to go. It was a place you had to go. But over time, you know, they went through the big dig. They made a bunch of changes. Boston is a beautiful city. They brought back all of its, you know, the historic value is sky high. You know, they also had parking increases, you know, rate increases. A spike in parking for me personally would not sway me from going to see my favorite musical artist or favorite Broadway show. That is not something that would hold me back. So while it is frustrating, you know, I think we stick it out, right? I see that we see the changes in other urban cities, and this is just something that happens with growth like that.
So I'm gonna stick right there with parking. So we are almost done with our first two-way street on Magnolia Avenue in downtown, and everybody complained about the construction. Give us some feedback that you've heard so far since we've opened up our Magnolia Avenue two-way.
I don't know that I've gotten any feedback.
Okay.
I've heard nothing negative since the two-way opened up. And that's, you know, that's me communicating on a regular basis with business owners. I think that there's starting to be an increase in foot traffic now because vehicles can travel both ways. Nothing negative on my end, which is fantastic.
So no news for you is good news.
No,
I think
news
from my
news.
Lens, I've heard quite a few good things that from some of the businesses that people are able to park in front of their establishment and they are getting an increased foot traffic. I think the business owners can park closer to their establishment. And then ultimately, what I will say is businesses who are in, as we start this process, businesses who are in this transition, reach out to my office to talk through the opportunity for 15-minute parking in your establishment, because we do have that in the corridor, or you can reach out to City District because there is options to, you know, for food, pick up and drop off. We do create those opportunities. So we're going to go into Fireside. And what role do residents and community members play in shaping the future of the district?
Yeah, so I think that collaboration from our residents and business owners is really important. Something that I say all the time, and it kind of rubs people the wrong way, maybe, but if you haven't volunteered, you can't complain, right? Like, you have to be, again, part of the solution. And so collaborations between those groups, between our local groups, our residents, our city leaders, businesses, and even the cross collaboration with our other District 5 Main Streets, it's vital and it is extremely important. It drives economic growth. It improves public safety. And that's something that's been a concern downtown. Housing has been an issue. So it expands housing and it boosts, I would say, general quality of life, right? There's more going on. The more hands that are involved, the more opportunities that we have. So I think that when we combine these resources with real local insights, and I think that's the most valuable piece, it's the insights from our residents and business owners right downtown. It helps us to tackle some of the more, I mean, I would say complex challenges faster. And then we can build some long-term trust and make good things happen.
So my lens. I'm going to speak from my lens, and y'all are all going to join this bandwagon. Orlando is a world-class city. And so from your lens, how do events, public spaces, arts, culture, and entertainment contribute to creating a vibrant district?
Yeah, I have an answer for this.
Okay.
All right, and I'm going to go. I'm gonna get to it because that's really important. Hold on. See, she had me prepared, and then she threw me off script. So I would say, I'll try to go off script a little bit. I know you don't like that. You asked about events in public spaces, correct? Mm-hmm. So arts, culture, entertainment, they build dynamic districts, right? Because they draw people in, they boost local businesses. And we talk about that a lot. Mm-hmm. They also foster deeper social ties. So when people feel like, oh, there's nothing to do in Orlando, I don't have a social network. There's plenty of opportunities for that here. These elements, they also turn even quiet neighborhoods into more lively, I would say, social hubs where people want to live, they want to work, they want to spend their time and invest their money. Okay. And so Main Street events, like we put on, right? Mm-hmm. All of our Main Streets, all 12, they are not just random. They are well thought out with each district in mind. And there's a consideration of both our business models and our residents at heart every time we host an event. So my event might look different than a Paramore Main Street event, but that's because it's tailored to our downtown core. And they're also unique community assets because I would say they are we're going into a fireside chat, but I call them the front door community opportunities. So when preserved and I think properly programmed, these events in a bustling city of Orlando that we already are, they promote community pride. And that, you know, I think that's the real investment there.
Okay, so you mentioned from a big city. I'm mm-hmm. from a big city, too. This is quick. How do you – so we always get told where the outsider is looking mm-hmm. at. How do you see or what did you see in Boston that gives you the vision and the leadership opportunities to make downtown Orlando a better place?
Yeah, so again, when I was working in Boston and helping them form their 23 main streets as an urban program, again, it was sort of desolate. Nobody really wanted to be down there. But when you're working with the residents, that's really what ties the main street together. And so the shift came when people said, oh, I see some good things happening and I want to get involved. It doesn't matter if you are in a big urban city. I've also been a Main Street director for a white picket fence Main Street of 6,000 residents year round. It's the involvement, right? Okay. It's all the same because Main Street is a movement, right? City district doesn't even have an official Main Street, right? So Main Street's a movement. It's the heart that goes into it. If you want better, you get involved.
Okay. What keeps you passionate about the work you do in the future of this district?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think about this a lot. Sometimes it feels on the day-to-day like a job, right? Because there's a lot of administrative pieces. But what keeps me passionate is I see the heart and soul and energy that our business owners put into the district. You know, they want their businesses to thrive, but they're also rooting for their neighbors. And so there is a lot of heart and pride and passion in the downtown core. And I know people love Orlando. I've grown to love Orlando. It feels like I've always lived here at this point. So I feel that connection to the community, and I want to be part of, bringing some of that nostalgic feeling back. But what keeps me passionate is working with those businesses, with our city leaders. What we all have in common is that we want to affect positive change.
Okay. If you could leave listeners with one message about City District Main Street, what would you want them to know?
That there's room for you here and that Main Streets are for everyone. So you can get involved. We are not here to, we are a nonprofit organization. So we're not here to solicit. We're not salespeople. What we want our listeners to know is that Main Streets are for them. Main Streets are for everyone. There's a place for you at any of our committee meetings. There's a place for you at the table. We want to hear your voice. And we also want you to teach us a few things too, right? So as somebody who isn't native to the area, teach me, tell me, let your voice be heard. So there are opportunities for folks of all ages, backgrounds, to come in and let us know what they want.
Where can people go to learn more support local business or get involved in City District Main Street?
Yeah. So for starters, I want to say I want folks to keep it local. All right. I want you to support our local businesses. We want you downtown selfishly, right? But we also want you to get out to our other, the other 11 Main Streets because we are doing a lot of collaborative things together. So for that, each district has its own social media platform and websites. So for City District, everything is City District Orlando on Instagram and Facebook. That's where we keep a lot of our events. For a lot of our business information, we do utilize LinkedIn. You can always email me, mike@citydistrictorlando.com. And I am also welcome to text messages, 407-508-2907. Our committee schedules are posted publicly. You are welcome to join a committee anytime. And so there's lots of ways to get involved. If you don't have time to commit to that, come to one of our events. We have networking events. We have health and wellness events. We have business of the month, wine and dines. And so we'd love to have you.
I want to thank you, Mike, for joining me today, letting the people know a little bit about City District, more about Main Streets. I want to commend you for your commitment to making downtown Orlando a better place and reminding folks we are truly a world-class city for folks to live, work, and play. And I look forward to continuing to working together.
Yeah, thank you so much. Can I also just mention, I want to make sure everybody knows that there is a volunteer event happening September 15th at Plaza Live. It's called Cheers to Volunteers. All 12 Main Streets will be present. And it's a way for you to just come in and learn about each district, how unique they are, their individuality, and find out more. There's so many good things happening. So that information can be found on any of the main 12 Main Street social media pages. Okay. But thank you for having me.
Thank you. I want to thank the listeners for listening to another episode of Straight from Rose podcast. Until next time.